Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely not. You know, it is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not an ACC game. You know, I gladly get beat 103 or 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. But again, our focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can.
I mean, he did say the focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can at the end.
Yeah.
Feel like that part's been kind of left out nationally.
Yeah, it's been cut out, of course.
As it's gone viral. Context matters. The more I hear it, the more I think he's messing around, making a joke.
Yeah.
I also think there's some chestnut checkers being played. I said that yesterday. Like, I can understand why it would annoy some Pitt fans. I really do. But I think he's just setting up for his team. Go out there. Give everything you got against Notre Dame. Maybe you get the result you want, but if you don't, it doesn't mean your season's ruined because you can win the next two games and potentially find your way into the ACC championship game. Here's the question I have for you. Would Pitt fans rather beat West Virginia or Notre Dame?
West Virginia.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you have said back then? Like you've always hated Notre Dame.
Hated Notre Dame.
It just, they rub you the wrong
yes.
way. Yeah.
Notre Dame, full stop.
Do you think they're a rival?
Yes. Yeah, because there's been a lot of great games, a lot of back and forth. I mean, my junior year, we went there four overtimes. We won in four overtimes. Senior year, obviously, the hoopla around that game with Charlie Weiss and Jimmy Clausen and all the big-time stars that were in that game. We ended up winning that football game. And then, you know, you had the, I think, another overtime game in, what, 2013?
You and the Palco
something.
Game.
The Palco game going on. Yeah, it's definitely. You had the Tony Dorsett game. Where he had 303 rushing yards back in the 76 or 75 or whatever it was. I think it is a rivalry. But I would absolutely want to beat Notre Dame than West Virginia. But I think most Pitt fans would say West Virginia over Notre Dame.
I think if we open up the phones, and we should at 412-928-9370, it could be the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Would you rather beat West Virginia or Notre Dame? I think the majority of people today would say Notre Dame because the game is right around the corner.
Yeah.
I think if we asked the question before the backyard brawl.
Before the season?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Here's the only quibble you could have with, well, I guess people can have whatever quibbles they want, but here's the only quibble you could have with Narduzzi. If they win out, I think the ACC is going to ultimately get screwed, Thorne. Like I think the SEC is going to get put over. I think the Big Ten is going to get put over. I only think one ACC team is going to make it. We can discuss the merits of that because I think that'd be garbage if a Pitt team that beats three teams that are ranked down the stretch and finishes at 10-2 and has won, what would it be, 8 games in a row at that point, I think should probably make the damn college football playoff. I'm not 100% sure that would happen, but you're in the conversation, and that's why all these games are important. Like, if you win these next three and you're left out, you'd be a national story that way, too. You'd have a ton of people if Pitt got left out, bitching, moaning, complaining about that.
It'd be very upsetting, but whatever the criteria is and it comes down to, I would look at it like this and not being biased here. If Pitt were to win out, I think that Pitt would deserve and it would benefit being in because they have a freshman phenom quarterback that got them there that people probably want to see that you will see next year and probably the year after in college football that can be that viewer, that type of appointment viewing would help not just right now for college football, but it would help next year. It would help moving forward. So I think that putting Pitt in would benefit and they compete, and obviously they are a good team, and they would beat three ranked teams in
a row,
but you have a freshman phenom that is doing this. I think that you kind of want to see what that looks like on an even bigger stage in a playoff.
And I'm far too cynical to not think TV's got something to do with it, no matter how much they might say that's not the case? Of course it does. And look, for that reason, if it came down to like Pitt or Oklahoma, I could see them going with an Oklahoma because of the eyeballs.
Right.
On the flip side, if it came down to like a Pitt and a Vanderbilt, come on.
Right.
Vanderbilt doesn't even... Vanderbilt, I watched a lot of Vanderbilt games this year for our guy.
Pavia?
Well, I do like Pavia.
Brad.
Brad Spielberger. I mean, there's like 90% the opposing team's fans in that place every single week. So, yeah, I think that the 8 in a row, the freshman phenom, the energy of that whole thing over like a Vanderbilt, if it came close to that, absolutely it matters. Like the NCAA tournament last year, they put North Carolina in instead of West Virginia. West Virginia had a better resume. Why? People want to watch North Carolina.
Exactly.
It absolutely freaking matters. Absolutely it does.
And so does this game. Like, I mean, let me get out in front of this a little bit. I mean, I know that people, and we just kind of alluded to it, but I think, you know, people are upset with what Narduzzi is saying, but this game does matter. And it matters to him. It matters to the program. It matters to the players. They're not overlooking this game. They just are, and Pat Narduzzi just in a mindset where this is not a must-win. A must-win game in his mind is if we lose this game, our season's done.
Right.
That's not the case.
Right.
That's all he is trying to say, and he's probably doing some fodder and trolling a little bit and having some fun, which he always does.
Because he's a goofball. He is. Let's just call it what it is.
He does that all the time. So I'd kind of brush this off. It's not like they're going to go out there and not try in this football game. They want to beat Notre Dame, but they know it's not the end of the world if they do lose.
And I do think it's, first of all, the things he says to the media are going to be different to the things he says to his football team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, if this was kind of the message to the football team, it does, I think, resonate differently beforehand than after. Like, hey, guys, we got the entire world watching us right now. Let's go out there. Let's play free. Let's play easy. Let's kick some ass. Let's win the football game. But if we don't, we can't hang our heads. Everything we want is still out ahead of us.
Yes.
So I think there's a little chess. A little Narduzzi chess. A little Nardog chess. Brad Spielberger just texted me, go Doors. Love you, Brad. I miss Brad.
Me too.
I want to have Brad on every week again. One of our most popular segments, that Brad Spielberger.
He was really good.
Really good. Smart guy.
Yep.
Vanderbilt Commodore.
Very tall.
Is he tall?
Yeah, he's like 6'7".
Well, I'm happy he never came in studio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Troy in Mount Washington, hello.
Morning, guys. I do want to touch on Pitt, but first, Crowley, you got to start. I heard you talking to Cabali yesterday, and you're knocking my sleepy time Rogers suggestion, and he's just tired late at night. And now he's got lozenges. Now he's a little bit sick. When you're sick, you're a little bit tired.
Well, I mean, Troy, they should have brought a cot out for him then, or like a rocking chair. He can sit like an old Southern grandpa.
Mean, I get it, and I get the banner, and that's hilarious. But, like, he's old, and he probably is a little bit tired with the travel and everything, man. It's a factor. You have to put it in. But let me just get the picture.
Troy, real quick.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Do you feel old?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Right. All right,
do the pit thing. Go ahead.
What do you mean, dude? Yeah.
I feel old, real old.
Why did I walk him into his own argument? What did I do there? That was dumb by me. Brad Spielberger never would have let that happen. All right, go ahead, Troy.
So, in terms of Pitt, I mean, if we're talking about hated West Virginia and Notre Dame, let's throw Penn State in there for the sake of it. I think that muddies
the conversation, Troy, because I think everyone would just pick Penn State and then we can't have fun.
See,
with
in reality, though, like this is how I look at it. It's a weird angle. It's like out of the three teams, those three teams, who do I like really hate the most and just hope they lose every week? That's Notre Dame. I just hope that they lose every single game that they play. But when it's in terms of seeing Pitt beat one of them, I'd rank Notre Dame third.
Well, here's a weird little angle to that then, Troy. If Pitt beats Notre Dame, you got to root for Notre Dame the next 2 weeks. If Pitt beats Georgia Tech, you should root for them real hard to beat Georgia. Well, you should root for Georgia Tech to win this weekend.
Well, we're rooting for West Virginia to win.
You should root for West Virginia now, too, so that they're six and six and not 4-8. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
If Pitt beats Notre Dame, you're not worried about anything because all Pitt has to do is finish their schedule and they're in. So I'm not worried about
Troy. And man, we're going back and forth here. Not necessarily, Troy, because if let's play this out. If Pitt wins out, but Notre Dame loses to Syracuse, all of a sudden that devalues the Notre Dame win because it's all about friggin' resumes, not about how good they were at the time.
I don't think you're going to devalue a top 10 win ever. That's
yes, you will because it won't be top 10 anymore, Troy.
It would be at the time, though.
When you beat them, that's not the time.
That's not what happens.
No, it's not.
Not in the college football playoff. It's not. It's about how many top 25 teams in the final ranking that you've beat. Believe me, they're going to have. It won't. It will not be looked at as a top 25 win.
But would Notre Dame actually drop that much if they were to lose to a Syracuse? I don't think so.
If they lose to Syracuse, they would, but they're not going to. But
I mean, what did they drop whenever they lost to Northern Illinois? I feel like they never drop. I feel like they lose. They're one of those schools, those teams, that if they were to lose, it's like, oh, okay, there's two spots.
I'll agree with you insofar as I don't think an 8-4 Notre Dame team is out of the top 25. Like, they will remain in the top 25. Now, Georgia Tech, on the other hand, if Georgia Tech loses to Pitt and loses to Georgia,
two good
teams, and they're sitting there at 8-4, I guarantee you they're not ranked at 8-4. If Miami loses to Pitt and they're sitting there at 8-4, I would almost guarantee you that they're not ranked.
I feel like that they have a little bit of a, you know, something for those teams, like Miami, Notre Dame, maybe not Georgia Tech, but I feel like if you look at Georgia Tech losing to Georgia and Pitt, I feel like that they could still be ranked because they are good teams. But I feel like with Miami and Notre Dame, I feel like that they wouldn't drop that much if they lose. That's just me. I don't know.
No, I mean, that goes back to the whole cynical side of things. Yeah. Yes, I would largely agree with Notre Dame, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would, they almost got to be 7-5 to not be a top 25 team. Miami, it just depends on how it looks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.